Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Committee poised to make Trump referral.
I think there's sufficient evidence to charge the president.
Terrifying turbulence.
The plane shook. It went into a sudden drop.
Twitter poll on Elon Musk.
He realizes that people don't like him.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. In just a few hours, the House committee investigating the Capitol attack is expected to vote on recommending criminal charges against former President Donald Trump. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Votes on criminal referrals against former President Trump are expected midday at this final public meeting of the House Select January 6th committee. The possible charges to be referred would be obstruction of an official proceeding, conspiracy, and over the weekend, one committee member discussed the possibility of a charge of incitement of an insurrection. A criminal referral, though, is not binding on the Justice Department. It's just that, a recommendation.
And CBS's Robert Costa reports on testimony from Michael Flynn.
Until now, the committee has only released snippets of Flynn's deposition, but CBS News has obtained new audio files that reveal more, including that he was questioned about whether he pressured defense and intelligence officials.
Did you have any conversations with any current or former officials at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence regarding election fraud?
During the deposition, Flynn was pressed on whether he contacted a then top intelligence official, Ezra Cohen. Flynn's alleged contact with a top Pentagon official came under the spotlight, too. Former federal prosecutor Scott Fredrickson says the committee's line of questioning tells us something about the potential scope of the investigation.
This is not the kind of stuff they just kind of pull out of a hat. One, I think, could reasonably assume some other witness or witnesses are telling them that they had these kinds of conversations. That's a stunning revelation.
36 people of the 288 on board a Hawaiian Airlines flight from Phoenix to Honolulu were hurt when the jet hit wicked turbulence. Here's CBS's Carter Evans.
Do we have any trained medical personnel?
That plea for help from flight attendants just moments after a terrorizing ordeal on board Hawaiian Airlines Flight 35.
My life flashed before my eyes. I was scared.
The plane hit severe turbulence, which sent some passengers flying out of their seats.
The plane shook and then it went into a sudden drop.
Kaylee Reyes said her mom had just sat down after using the restroom when the turbulence started.
She hit the ceiling and she hit the floor.
Photos show damage to the inside cabin with overhead panels missing, a cracked ceiling, and debris thrown across the floor.
We did see patients with head injuries. At least one, I believe, was for a time rendered unconscious.
Paramedics treated 36 people who were injured on the flight, ranging from 14 months old to adults, 11 of them in serious condition.
Forecasters say a major storm system could foul up holiday travel plans later on this week. The Weather Channel's Stephanie Abrams says we'll see everything from heavy rain to snow and temperatures plunging below freezing.
It's going to be dangerously cold with our wind chill values 40 to 50 below in portions of the northern plains. It all gets going today. Wednesday spreads south. Friday all the way down to the Gulf Coast. Don't feel left out, though, if you live from Miami to Maine, because this cold air will get to you as we head into our Saturday. Then look at the storm system associated with this cold air. It is going to be cranking out the wind, the rain, the snow for our Thursday, Friday, even into our Saturday.
The backlash has been loud after Twitter announced that users will no longer be able to link Facebook, Instagram, Mastodon, and other platforms the company described as prohibited. That prompted owner Elon Musk to say no more major policy changes would be made without an online survey. One question he asked was, should he remain head of Twitter? 57.5% of accounts said he should step down.
No matter who he ends up picking as a new CEO, that person is still going to be reporting to him, right? He's still the owner of Twitter. The buck will stop with him.
CNET's Ian Schur, even before all of this, Musk indicated someone else would eventually run Twitter day to day.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
There were multiple drone strikes before dawn today in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. Firefighters tend to a power utility. Ukraine says its forces shot down a majority of the 24 exploding drones. Today is St. Nicholas Day in Ukraine, the traditional start of the holiday season. Canadian police say five people were shot and killed in a condo outside Toronto.
There was one suspect, one shooter involved here, and that person is deceased after the interaction with our officers. So we are obviously continuing to work our way through, but we don't have anything to suggest that there was any additional suspect.
That constable says there's no word on a possible motive. One other person was wounded. Now to the southern border, CBS's Omar Villafranca's following developments says this week Title 42 is due to expire, the pandemic policy that allowed migrants to be expelled at once. A recent surge in people could continue to grow.
The desperate scene has spilled into downtown El Paso. Shelters are at capacity and city blocks are lined with huddled masses. More than 1,000 people are estimated to be sleeping outside in sub-freezing temperatures. Sebastian is a social worker from Colombia. He says he received death threats from gang members and was told by authorities that they couldn't guarantee his family's protection. So he fled with his wife and 11-month-old daughter. The Biden administration has been scrambling for solutions.
Former FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried is expected in court today in the Bahamas, and reports say he's likely to reverse his decision to contest his extradition to the United States. The former cryptocurrency mogul was indicted on fraud charges last week. Well, the party lasted through the night in Buenos Aires. After Argentina won its third World Cup championship, penalty kicks settled the thrilling match with defending champ France. For 35-year-old star Lionel Messi, who had two goals, his first time hoisting the World Cup.
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings at hundreds of stores, including Doc Martens, Ninja Kitchen, and Hotels.com. Prep for summer and save big on beauty, travel, electronics, and more. It's one of Rakuten's biggest cashback events, and it's on May 6th through May 13th. Join today for free and get an extra 10% cashback boost. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app today. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
A piece of Hollywood history is on the move.
The original mechanical model from Steven Spielberg's E.T., the extraterrestrial, has sold for $2.5 million at auction in Hollywood. Created by Italian special effects master Carlo Rambaldi in 1981, pre-modern CGI technology, the apparatus features 85 points of movement. It required 12 professional animators to make those adorable big eyes blink and the nose, mouth, neck, and the rest of the creature look real. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
He has done it! 62!
The ball Yankees slugger Aaron Judge hit for his American League record 62nd home run is sold for $1.5 million at auction. The buyer's identified as a prominent Midwestern businessman and collector. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.